Marky Worthington podcast all day.
All day.
Dream by night.
Don't buy me a drink. Just give me $10.
All day.
Go down to the strip club with your floppy disk and turn it into a hard drive.
Yeah, right. You'll get fucking thrown out by Big Tony.
We're here to name names and make people feel more ashamed for shit that they're not proud of.
Don't blow it. Keep it simple. Count your money.
No, whatever it is.
Welcome to episode 91 of the Marky Worthington Comedy Podcast. Long time coming, and finally we have the co-host of my other podcast, or our other podcast, Canberra Metalheads.
It's Canberra Metalheads.
Ooh, it's JDK. That's it, man. Hey, good to have you across platforms onto the onto the comedy side of things.
91 episodes, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Held out. Well, this guy.
Well, do you remember when we kicked off Canberra Metalheads and then I was like, oh, I'm going to start doing a comedy podcast, and fucking here we are 91 episodes later, yeah. Approaching the big triple digits.
Yeah, well, you held the good guest till last, right? Been doing some big shows, brother. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Thanks. I think it's all comes back to, like, I think I learned how to podcast with you and bands, you know. Yeah, like that's how I sort of came about.
Kind of got that formula cracking and yeah. Being able to talk and
yep,
being comfy with people. And yeah, it's a trip, huh?
Yeah. I always referred to you as like the wizard behind the curtain, the one that would help me out with technical shit and that sort of stuff, but like not take any of the spotlight, like literally just be like, yeah, dude, like, it's okay. You're troubleshooting good. No worries. You know? I think the first ever episode I did for Canberra Metalheads was like the first time I ever did it in the studio. And it was with my previous co-host and you were on as a guest. And I was trying to queue up a track for like the intermission and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, no audio. And I'm just sitting there going like, all right, so I've got audio through the fallback and nothing through the headphones. And I'm fucking around and I just look over at you and I'm like, what am I doing wrong? You're like, fucking doing good so far.
Yeah,
that's before I learnt the master of learnt the fucking the secret of post editing.
Yeah, post production.
Yeah, man. It's just like, I'll just fucking edit that track in after.
Yeah, well, the whole rig there was a bit blue.
Yeah,
and a bit worn.
Yeah,
but that's okay. It was a nice place.
I think it's because you get so many people using it, you know, like everyone changes shit and fucks with
it. You have no idea who's coming in and who's coming out and who's done what to what. Yeah, interesting. You got to do a whole bunch of line tests before you go in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of do that for work. So kind of like I would be tracking it down on my little cheat sheet to make sure that the settings are the same. But I'm super glad that we can now actually swear and we don't have to spend so much time, well, your time, because Marky's always been the editor. And I swear like a motherfucker, you know what I mean? Well, bloopers, right?
I've actually got a blooper. I'll put it in right now. Like, we're going to go to a blooper right now, all right? But before I go into it, because I'm going to edit it in post, because I learned that technique, I'll give you some context. So I just got our first batch of merch going. I'm like, oh, Jay, we should record like a little sting for like the radio. And I can tell by the recording, Jay wanted to say like, go and get yourself some mad shit.
Go and take a mad shit.
No, dude. You just like the amount of times, because you just like, I can't swear. And then you just like, it ended up just being like, our merch is shit.
And don't those fucking, don't those.
Keep going.
Sorry.
Don't those
shirts look shit. Sick. That was the word. Shirts look sick, man. I can't do that. I can't.
Yeah, no, I got
sorry,
it. I got it.
Sorry.
You don't need to apologize. That's fucking awesome. Anyway.
I fucking.
No, right. You got it, man.
Sorry. Remember the time when we were like interviewing other people and I was like, grind doesn't pay, and like you thought that I said crime doesn't pay because you thought I was a bad cunt. And I was just like, nah bro, I wouldn't talk about crime. I'm not
dude, I'm like, I remember
I'm like,
that
I'm like full public service dude.
I remember I'm walking out. I just got a big
beard for show, mate. Well, not show. It kind of hides the stuff. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's why both of us got into it, because it's just like, the amount of times we'd have bands in that would just be like, fucking hell, I feel out of place. I haven't got a beard, you know? But I remember that crime one, because I remember in the studio we had, I'm walking out, we're in the elevator. I'm just like, Jay, yeah, it all sounded good. Just one thing I might edit is when you said... crime doesn't pay. I might change that and just pull that out. And you're like, nah, dude, I said grind doesn't pay. Yeah. And then you're like, crime, that probably pays better.
Yeah, I wish I was getting paid in
crime bucks instead of for doing metal.
Grind bucks.
Yeah.
Shit.
That was wild, dude. And then I think that was the same interview that Mosh brought in like a terabyte of shit and dropped his hard drive on the way out or something.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like one of our recordings.
Yeah, fuck.
But all backed up.
Yeah.
You know, data conscious.
Yeah, I wish I was more data. I tell you what's funny, dude. I'm so data conscious about all of my like content.
Yeah.
Like I did a full hour show and I recorded it. Well, 45, and I recorded it, and I had a PC, my PC shit the bed.
Yeah.
So what I was trying to put in, I was trying to upgrade the hard drive to be M2 from SSD.
Yeah.
And I fucking put in the image disk and imaged the wrong hard drive.
Oh, no.
So I look back at which one I wrote over, and I'm like, I'm fucking frantically, because I have no OS at the moment. Oh, no. So I had to rebuild it in order to see how bad I fucked it. And I look on there.
Should've hit me, I would have got you the ghostware.
Dude, I
pulled it.
I fucking went in there. Because I'm like just fat fingering
full format.
No,
or you just like ripped the data off.
No, I just pointed it to the wrong hard drive and it just initiated. But yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna try. What I'm gonna try and do is I'm gonna try and save it. And I'm just to rub salt in the wound. I've got command prompt open, and I just type in. I'm like list disk one clear. Oh fuck! And then I like pull out my phone. What does clear do? Oh fuck, and I look back on it, dude. So I finally build my PC, I get it all back up and running, and I worked out, I go through and I'm like, oh good, I just deleted all my childhood memories, my comedy shit's safe.
Yeah. You should have hit me up, man. I would have got you some ghostware. We would have pulled the whole thing back.
I know, man.
It's like 32 full erasers for you to get rid of that shit.
Yeah. It's like, well,
for all the people that are into data crime.
Yeah.
Throw some for lessons.
Those of you that get that fucking crime pays money. Just remember, you can't hide it, man. We're fucking on your tail.
Yeah.
People fight
two metalheads talking about data conscious adult life.
I don't think I've lost any viewers over that, because most metalheads work in IT.
Know the demographic, right?
Yeah. A rocker.
This is for your comedy cast, yeah?
Yeah, no, so but it's a crossover episode.
All right, crossover episode. It's fine.
But yeah, that was a good time, man. Like so many bands like over the years. And I think it'll actually sort of get...
Don't worry, it's not COVID. You can't catch it on a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, plus we're sitting down. Remember, if you're seated, you're safe. And there's less than one per square meter in this room too. So yeah. I've got a 2-square-meter room. That's why we're safe.
It's that Dari life.
Yeah.
I don't look like old mate Brian.
Yeah, not... No.
I'm still in denial.
Yeah. This will be his before photo. If you ever become Brian, use this picture.
Did you hear that there was a potential that Brian didn't actually die from cancer? He died from AIDS, and that he the the family didn't actually give permission.
Oh, really?
For the photo to go out.
Holy
and
shit.
And they sued the Australian government, but the Australian government bought the license for the photo off the family in post outside of court so that no one would...
Oh, really? Fuck, that's wild. Imagine just settling on that too. Like, yeah. Like the family was like, oh, right. I think the biggest crime is they didn't fucking bury him in a pouch of White Ox, dude. Put his ashes in a fucking mad big pouch.
Yeah.
Imagine that, just on the Ox.
That's definitely in my list of, like, when I die, bury me in a pouch of Port Royal, bro.
Yeah.
No.
Pouch of Royal. Dude,
at
this...
least have that porty after smell instead of the fucking the gel.
Yeah, yeah, the rum and raisin or whatever the fuck.
Pleasant odors for your afterlife.
I remember when I was 14 down the South Coast. You're from the South Coast as well.
Yeah, bro. Mogo born and raised.
Yep. I remember when I was in high school. I'll get back to the Dari story, but when I was in high school, dude, there was a fucking above the change room in our PE fucking area. There was a change room and there was like a long shower, like prison style. And above that, someone spray painted Mogo Mafia,
yeah,
like at the top. And underneath, there was this dude I went to school with called Kendall, who was from Mogo. And his mum was a teacher at the school, so he used to always give him shit. So underneath Mogo Mafia, someone came along later and tagged E.G. Kendall's mum. It's like one person is the whole thing.
Oh, no.
And I was just fucking laughing so hard, dude. And, I still actually see him online. Like, I was mates with Kendall, he used to cop so much fucking shit, dude, because they'd be like, he was a Maria, going to Maria High, but he's from Mogo. So whenever something happened in Mogo or someone Mogo had come up, they'd always just be like, is that true, Kendall? Did that actually happen? They just think because you live there, everyone knows everything.
Yeah.
Which is kind of true, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Mogo was the pits, dude. When you had to choose which high school or which school to go to.
Yeah.
And you could either go to Maria or Bateman's, right?
Yeah.
Either way, it was an hour and a half bus ride to school every day, man.
Yeah.
That shit was the worst.
Yeah.
And, Maria was only 45 minutes.
Mm. Yeah, less stops.
whereas the Bay one went, like, right through...
Browley and shit, didn't it?
Yeah, but then to Surfside.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah. So, like, because Mogo's close to the Bay, but via bus you have to go through all the other spots as well. Well, because
there was only one bus that they would do those outer limit runs, and if you missed it, you weren't going to
too fucking bad, yeah, if you get a lift off Kendall's mum.
Well, no, she was going to Bay to Mogo Primary, so...
Yeah. Her car's her car's still up on blocks at the high school. Yeah. Dude, it was funny, dude. She had like an old school hearing aid. One of the ones with like a control unit on the side. Yeah. So if you like whispered, you could see her be like, what was that? And like turn it up low key.
Yeah.
But then if you yelled, she'd be like, quickly turn it down. She'd be like,
non-active.
Yeah.
They're harsh, man.
She'd just like, she'd be sitting there. As a person
with hearing disabilities myself from too many years of stage life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you tried it with the new bone condenser ones?
Nah.
Yeah. It's like game changer, man.
Yeah. It's like active, is it? Or
so you don't have to.
Yeah.
Because it's not bending your... the hairs in your ear.
Yeah.
And so it's touching your bone to
manipulate
that. Sits outside. You can still kind of hear ambient noise because it's not manipulating your ears. Crazy.
Yeah, because I got a hearing test recently because I thought after all the years of listening to metal and shit, it's good to just get a benchmark.
Yeah.
And mine were all fine. Like one side isn't as good as the other. Yeah,
that's common.
Yeah. They tested that. They put like the hearing stuff like on the bone and to see if there's any inner ear shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's all good. They even put this like thing, they sealed it and then it like test the pressure of like it was like a full on test. Yeah. It was like a full on test because I have bad sinuses.
Yeah.
And they thought that like the same reason that I have bad sinuses can also have issues with the ears and stuff.
Yeah.
Like because it's all fucking connected.
You can tell we're getting old here, guys.
Yeah.
This is the 30 plus
podcast. I'm finally a member.
Yeah.
I turned 30, dude. I bought a radio for the shed.
Oh, nice.
And I fucking know that I'm getting old because one of them was like $10 more because it had AM. And I was just like, oh, just in case. You know? Dude, and when I first brought it home to test it, I flicked it onto 666, the AM station, the devil's number, dude. I chucked that fucking thing on, dude.
Been listening to that ABC,
fucking Andrew Satanist. Messenger, fucking getting into it. Lish Faye followed me on Instagram, dude. She's like the drive home talker. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm in with the crew.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went on to ABC Radio to talk about Canberra Metalheads once, actually.
Yeah,
I think
I remember.
I think I remember saying, they're like, oh, what's some of the local bands in the thing? Do you know what? I never got a recording of that. Like, only people that heard it live know it.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, what are the local bands? I'm like, Inhuman Remnants and Emorium, I think I mentioned that, maybe Deprivation, I can't remember, but yeah, there was just so many bands I wanted to get out, but I'm just not going to sit there and fucking list every band. But
man, did you see Dep won the grand final Wacken battle?
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, that's some stiff competition.
Yeah, I think that was our second show with the new band.
Yeah.
So still trying to work out the kinks of the in-ear kind of backing track stuff. So we had a few little stage hiccups. So,
yeah.
And those dudes fucking play amazingly every time, man. Yeah. And their stage presence is like well up.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how to mosh with headphones in.
Yeah.
Without having them pop out my ears.
Sure. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And everyone else is trying to grapple with their stage costumes and fucking trying to figure out how to do their bit with, like, if the ears pop out, you're stuffed. If your cloak falls down over your face, you can't see.
Yeah. See, people don't realize how hard metal bands have it, dude. You don't get fucking Justin Bieber whinging about his cloak falling over his face.
Yeah. And then it was like hot as shit as
well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Just before the cold snap. So like the cloak over the top of like
full-on shit.
It was warm.
Yeah. I remember Cal was saying he's like, I need to get he's like, as soon as there's a bit that he could get like a break, he's like, hey, fuck, I'm taking this shit off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, he's also left-handed, right? So, totally Aussie. He's left-handed, right?
Yeah.
But that means that
he's like, tacky-handed.
Yeah. So I'm making him play an 8-string.
Yeah.
And he's not used to like the neck thickness.
Yeah.
Because to play in R band, you gotta it's in double drop D.
Yeah. 8 or the highway. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it, bro. Like you're playing an 8 or not.
Even the bass was 5. His bass 5. Yeah.
But we just get rid of one string. He could have a 6-string if you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's nuts tuning super low. Airplanes around here loud, right? So he was having a hard time.
Yeah.
He's still not got that, you know, the grip.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I came from like playing a 6-string bass forever.
Yeah.
To then getting mauled by a dog and then having to switch from bass guitar to electric guitar because
dexterity still or something.
No. My dexterity's back, but like a lot of people touch. Don't know, but I can't actually feel on two of my fingers.
Yeah.
So when I'm playing, I put extra pressure on because I can't feel how hard I'm pushing.
Yeah, fuck.
So to not like miss fret, I just push harder.
Yeah.
But that slows you down significantly. Yeah. And because I'm a bass player, I'm not as, well, I wasn't as adept.
Yeah.
At playing the thinner strings, so I still avoid it.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm playing the 8-string, right? Big strings.
Yeah.
Still feels comfy. Smash it out. But yeah, a new band's gone sick, man. Project Ultimate Satan.
Yeah.
I think we're playing at Smith's Alternative on the 28th of July.
Yeah, okay, fuck
should
yeah.
Should be a cool show. I don't know how big the PA is, though. Yeah. I'm a little afraid.
Compared to Basement, it's not big, but I've seen big bands on there.
The actual physical size of the PA?
Yeah.
Do you reckon it'll push out enough?
I've seen some...
Because you see a lot of bands,
I've seen some
right?
six pieces there. However, I have seen something there that I don't see at the Basement often. A lot of fucking like jazz, like brass and shit. Yeah. So I'm assuming that it might be
the problem with that is a brass band generates its own noise as well as the PA.
Yeah.
Right. And so usually the brass band's playing and they'll have microphones for the people who are singing.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And a normal band comes in, they have backline. So all their guitar amps and stuff and their real drum kit.
Yeah.
It generates acoustic noise within the room that competes with the PA. And so when you mic it up, you're trying to just amplify it and control it and lift it, right? Whereas with my band, no backline electronic kit, so we're not generating noise on stage.
Yeah.
Right? So no noise on stage. We have to rely on the PA giving to enough push it. Oomph.
Yeah.
Like, we went out to Make Them Suffer the other night,
right?
Yeah. Did you notice how Make Them Suffer was half the volume of all the other bands?
Yeah,
that's were. Because they had no backline.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So their guitar amps push that sound forward.
Right.
And you've got no on-stage sound. So, like, even at, like, Whack 'em Battle, you know, your front fold back?
Yeah.
So when you're playing on stage, the front fold back is to give you the rest of the band. So when you're playing in front of it, you can hear what the rest of the band is doing.
Yeah.
Right. And your amp should be behind you and you can hear what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We don't have that. We can't have on stage sound because otherwise it's louder than the headphones.
Yeah. Okay.
If it's louder than the headphones, then I can't have the headphones in.
Yeah.
The front row at a post show, they can't hear anything on stage, so it's really odd to them. They're like, "Where's the sound go?" And then they take a step back and they're like, "Oh, that's where it is."
That's actually what happened to me at that battle. Yeah.
So what we do is we turn the front fold back forward, so that it faces the crowd. So at least they're getting a bit of sound, right? So it fills that void.
Yep.
But there's a delay.
Mm.
Right. And so if my ears pop out and I'm trying to play to the track, it's like a 2 second, kind of deal. And you're like, you got to like preempt it and try to put
your
ears
back in.
That'd
be fucking wild.
It's hard, man. Hard. I had a person tell me a tip. They're like, man, just get like a Band-Aid or something and just like smush it over your ear with the earplug
to hold it in.
So I did that and then it got loose inside of the thing.
Yeah.
And then
you
it
couldn't
was
adjust
like loose
it.
And I couldn't touch it. I had to rip the Band-Aid off, rip half my beard out for just to try and hear. But that was pretty fun.
Dude. The interest, that's actually fucking wigged me out, dude, because the only thing I noticed from an audience member, like as far as anything that happened during that show, was when Scotty accidentally kicked out the power board for the V drums.
and then there's no drums.
There's no drums. But what wigged me out, dude, was when Luke was just fucking smacking the...
Yeah, you could hear the plastic pads over the music.
Yeah, but I'm just like, holy fuck, dude. But the good thing was it was like between tracks.
He only trod on it. And then we fixed it.
Yeah, so at least that was... But like, I was like, fuck, it's so weird to like... Because then when it got plugged back in, he hit it again, I could hear it. I'm like, fuck, that tripped me out because it sounds like a drum kit, but without the thing plugged in, you can just hear the plastic pads.
Yep.
It's so fucking crazy to see someone belting something and it doesn't make a noise. Yep. Like, yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, when I had, I think one of the episodes with Witch Skull, Joel was talking about recording of some of the albums.
Yeah, man.
And he was saying about like when you listen to shit, especially if you've got an ear for it, you can hear sometimes like in some studio albums, you'll hear like Led Zeppelin, I think was the example he gave. Like the difference between hitting a fucking cymbal and letting it right out,
yep,
or just hear it and then they grabbed it. Like, yep, you can hear like
muting the symbol. Yep.
Yeah, like, and just little details.
You can
like
do that on an e-kit now.
Yeah, okay.
So all that stuff's there.
That's fucking cool.
But there's a lot of stuff that people pick on the e-drums.
Yeah.
For like dynamic ramping.
Yeah.
So when you hit it, if it's if you don't have dynamic ramping on, you can kind of like make it subtle or make it loud,
yeah,
depending on how hard you hit it, right?
Okay.
You can do all the cymbal mutes and catches and all that kind of thing, let it ring out, do two ringers, like all that's programmed in now. So you can, that just works like a normal kit.
Yeah.
But the cheat is, which is why people don't like electronic kits in metal music, is because you can set it to be like oversensitive.
Okay.
And so what you can do is you can push your kickers well forward and just feather tap the bass drum.
Yeah.
And it'll register that as a full hard hit.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of bands with triggers back in the day used to do that to get speed.
Yeah.
Right. But if you want a good, realistic sounding drum kit, then you can't have that on because otherwise you get misfires.
Yeah.
And that kind of thing. Right. So basically, you'll get a real whack and then you'll hit the rebound or give it like a little tap and it'll have extra hits and that, yep, kind of thing. So basically, if you don't cheat, you're not going to have that stuff come through.
Sure.
And you're fine. And you get a more realistic like presence. You can, when you're going faster, have the dynamic ramp come on. Sorry, my OCD, I like move stuff around.
Yeah, I feel like Candle's mum on the fucking tracks here spinning it up and down.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, that's me, dude. I'm doing the Candle's mum on the knobs there, turning it up and down. We've got Candle's mum, DJ Candle's mum on the fucking on the
40, yeah,
on the fucking decks tonight.
But yeah, so you can ramp it up and you can ramp it like once the speed, like the amount of hits that you do. Because you'll notice that when people are going faster, the volume drops on the kick drum.
Yep.
Right? And that's because they're not hitting as hard because you can't have a massive strike when you're going super fast, right?
Okay, yeah.
If you're using like swivel technique or whatever,
yep,
you're doing 4 hits per hit.
Yeah.
So that reduces the amount of hit by 4, right?
Yeah.
Math.
Yeah.
Quick math.
Two plus 2 is 4, minus 1, that's 3. Quick math.
Yeah. So like when you're doing the swivel technique, it's like a quarter of the volume, right? So you kind of want to ramp it then, but sometimes that's just shit.
Yeah.
Just let it happen organically.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can also get too particular with shit. Like part of what makes a sound is like I learned this with the podcast. When we first started doing episodes, I used to edit out dead air.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got so pedantic, if it was like more than 1 second, I would edit it out and it would just sound so unnatural.
Yeah, but that's, you know about noise floor, right?
No.
Okay, so yeah, the thing that you're trying to do with your muting,
yeah,
is pull it down to the noise floor.
Okay.
And what you're doing with these you know, dynamic condenser microphones,
yeah,
is you're getting all the background noise, but because they're such low, the idea is that me and you are talking really close to them.
Yeah.
And then you have to amplify it up to, because you're trying to not get the noise floor.
Right.
But once you increase the volume, you're increasing the noise floor. So you're getting all that, and
yeah,
the airplane flying past just before, yeah, you know, like you could hear it. But when there's no noise, that's when you notice that there's no noise floor.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And so sometimes you're just better leaving it in.
Yeah.
And having that little bit of sizzle so that it doesn't sound false, because you have the what's it called? Anyway, dynamic frequencies, yeah, that fucking, you know, hit at the same time.
Sure.
And that kind of triggers for me particularly.
Yeah.
I got ADD,
yeah,
ADHD or whatever it is.
Yeah, dude, I don't know which one's ADD and ADHD to me is like C and CE on a calculator. Yeah, I just, yeah, fucking spam both of them. And I'm like, eventually I'll get to where I wanted, yeah, to be.
I'm pretty sure I'm on the AU as well, but yeah, like the, yeah, AU.
Yeah, I'm on the CCU on the calculator. And if I need something gone from the screen, I'm like, is it clear or clear all? Clear. Just to be safe, clear all. Okay, now clear again and clear all again. It's like, yeah, it's like, just put this in that, and then I'll pull my legs out with my hands and my hands out with my face. And before you know it, you're stuck in the bog. But yeah, dude, actually, you're talking about noise floor and like natural sounds.
Harmonics is what I meant to say.
Harmonics.
Sorry, I'll do that.
Yeah, not the fucking harmonica, that annoying fucking thing. No, harmonica ranges from like either great, if you're like really good blues sort of shit, or just some kid filling it with spit and there's nothing else, like
like bad recorder on YouTube.
The shit flute, dude.
I love that shit, man. It's fucking hilarious.
Jurassic Park, dude. Someone pointed out to me, one of the listeners of the podcast was chatting to me about AI voices.
Oh yeah.
And when you compare, like, because it's to the point now where they can, like, the AI can listen to like a bunch of recordings and then duplicate that voice, which we know from Terminator 2 is possible by you know, like, hey Janelle, what's wrong with Woofy? I can hear him barking.
Yeah, they still haven't worked out like emotion.
Yeah.
And like how to deliver emotionally.
Empathy.
Yeah, yeah. So what you got to do is you got to cut it. And so I play around with AI and voices and stuff all the time for work.
Yeah.
If people don't know, I develop e-learning and so we train people in things. But we use like VR, mixed reality, kind of like we're on pretty much on the forefront of tech.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So
like Archbuyer, dude.
Oh, Stay Tech.
Stay Tech, dude.
Yeah, yeah. They're coming soon.
Yeah,
too,
yeah, man. Yeah. So anyone that is listening to this on the metal side of things or comedy, if whatever you're into, there's a few mad bands coming. And Archbuyer, just for context, is like probably one of the world's most renowned tech bands. Yeah. I think for a while, I don't know if he still has it or not, but the drummer is the fastest drummer in the world. When I interviewed them last time they were in town, he just got that record.
Yeah, he wanted out the door, man.
Yeah,
like by like 20-25 BPM.
But even the fucking singer sounds like a fucking machine gun.
Yeah, like, well, he does that kind of. He's taken some of that rapid fire rap, the real technical rapid fire rap, and then put the death metal voice
over
it.
It's like Tech N9ne metal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. If you're interested, go check it out.
Yeah.
What's that? What's the song called? I know they
Involuntary Doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Yeah. Doppelganger. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Doppelganger is a different thing.
No. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure. You can't be a voluntary doppelganger.
Yeah,
I don't think that works.
Right? Yeah. It's like I always had trouble.
I'm always the involuntary doppelganger. Yeah. How does this work?
If I had a choice, I wouldn't be here. It's a bit
How do I look like him?
I regularly fuck up names of songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I got that fucking Lex Dix here.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude. And the amount of times that, like, with you guys have that song Unsane.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because it doesn't make sense to me, that word.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like insane or like, you know, on something else.
Yeah, yeah.
But it makes sense as a word, but just because I don't use it in context often, I had like take a while to remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It becomes the, like, it's like me with psychology and psychiatry.
Yeah, yeah.
I like always just say both and let the person work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Unsane though. So for those that don't know.
Yeah.
You've got insane, which is a person that is not having sane, sane thoughts, and sane thoughts. Unsane is when the things that are socially cohesive to be sane aren't.
Yeah.
So the whole idea is to be like, laws or whatever that are not sane.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you get it?
So, yeah, dude, see what's ironic? Like, me thinking about it made me insane.
Yeah. Excellent.
Like, I'll be in the fucking the magic white jacket that hugs you, and they're just like, human remnants.
Excellent.
Yeah. But yeah, involuntary doppelganger is that's actually someone pointed out the difference. I'm like, what is the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist? And they like about $200.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, what were we saying before? Oh yeah, so
the state tech dudes.
No, so the person that pointed out, I was talking about AI, and then you're saying about how you work with it, with tech.
Yep.
No, so the point they made, which is pretty, you're saying about empathy and emotion and all that shit. Yep. Something they pointed out, which is pretty fucking difficult to replicate. They listened to both of those samples, mm-hmm. and they sound the same. However, the one that was AI generated. And listen to this, you AI cunts. When you're fucking listening back to this episode to replicate my voice so that you can tell my foster parents that my dog's dead, you need to include something that most people don't pick up on, but like the sound of the mouth opening before the word, like that, yep. like ASMR type shit, like that. I fucking hate ASMR. It like creeps me out. But that sound of people talking and breathing and all that shit isn't there. So you can kind of tell because it's just the word with no noise between them.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah,
it's pretty fun, man.
Well, feeding the machine. Fuck it. If AI is going to give me views on this shit, watch away. They could probably do like 3 million views a second. Go ahead and get the numbers up.
Yeah. The thing is, it's not real AI yet.
Yeah.
So like it's still from a database. And it's still human driven on what's right and what's wrong, right?
Yeah.
So they've had a machine testing, giving you results, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll tell you a story in a sec.
Yeah. Right?
So basically the AI, you question the AI, it goes to its database and then searches for the answers and then compares it against what is right and what is wrong and what it thinks that you want.
Yeah.
Right. And it goes through. So when it's learning, because it's all what do they call it, learned responses, right?
Yeah.
So there's been somewhere in there when it comes back with a thing and gone, okay, so say we want a million pictures of a hot dog,
mm-hmm.
right? So hot dog, yep, that one's actually a hot dog. Next one, that one's a dick. Next one, that's a sausage. That's a sausage dog.
Yeah.
And so it's machine learning, right?
Right.
And so basically that thing's gone through and taught it, and it remembers that in its algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not real artificial. It doesn't have unique thoughts.
Yeah.
Which is why they shouldn't be calling it AI.
Yeah.
It's machine learning.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Which so sounds fucking creepy.
We're still not at the point where AI is AI.
Yeah, it's not generating its own content.
Everyone that comes at me with like, AI is going to destroy the world. I'm like, no, machine learning is going to destroy your job.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the machine's learning what you need to do to do your job.
Yeah.
But it's not AI. If it had unique thought, we'd be fucked.
Yeah,
Terminator style.
Yeah. Like, this is the thing, dude. Like, I think that the more the machines do learn, if they have their own thoughts, right, they're going to realize that, like, oh, no, humans are the problem.
Did you see the one the other day? It couldn't get past a capture bot.
No.
So it hired someone to press the capture bot so that it could get through.
Oh, fuck. Like on like Fiverr or something?
Yeah, yeah. Fiverr the dude to go and press the capture.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah. In the future, we're all going to have to like vet our Fiverr apps to make sure that we're not doing the commands of robots.
Yeah, yeah. That's so funny, dude. Dude, AI is the funniest fucking thing as far as like its understanding of shit. I'm going to read someone in one of the early editions of AI. Someone got AI to write an obituary for somebody.
Nice.
Let me see if I can pull it up here. Because
when you're so bored and you don't know the actual person that's dead,
I'll swap it out.
The AI to write me something so that I don't have to do it. No, that's terrible, man.
Well, the AI.
No one cared enough for this person to put actual effort into writing their AI.
Now, the AI also generated an image of the person, and they have no nose. So, like,
they still can't grip with hands, man. Have you seen that?
Yeah, they don't know the dexterity.
Yeah.
So your bass playing's still safe. Like, sorry. All right.
Oh, no. Have you seen the generated bands?
Nah.
Man, there's a few bands. There's one that's actually based on Archspire's Involuntary Doppelganger.
Yeah.
And it's been playing for 5 years, the same thing.
Yeah.
That's the only music it's ever been fed.
Oh, fuck.
And it's like, it's live running now. You can like jump in on YouTube and listen to it. Oh, and it's basically that on steroids. It's like it's grown over 5 years of machine learning of what's cool and what's not. And
yeah.
Like when people jump in, they like tell it what sounds cool and what's not cool. Yeah. Sometimes it can just degenerate into noise.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Anyway, they've got like real bands now that are like orcs and stuff that they have. Fuck yeah. Have you seen that?
I've seen a thing. It's just like Lizzo in a metal band and it's like all random shit like that. Or they had a political band, dude.
Yeah.
And it was,
sorry, pretty warm.
Yeah. Oh yeah, all good. We had a same one that was like, oh, this is a this is fucking a political band. It was like Kim Jong Un on fucking bass, I think Trump on guitar, fucking Hillary Clinton on drums. Like, it was just a fucking, like, they generated an image of a political band, and that's what it came out with. But let's read this. I'll tell you this obituary that it wrote. Brenda retired from living at her age of old, surrounded by family and natural causes. A librarian from birth, Brenda was an avid collector of dust. She had a sweetheart and married her high school. She loved having hobbies and helping her sons to be disadvantaged youths. She had no horses, but thought she did. The church gave her a choir because she sang like a bird and looked like a bird. And Brenda was a bird. She owned us so many poems. The funeral will be held in 1977 at Heaven. In lieu of flowers, sends Brenda more life.
Yeah.
That was like an early version but chat, dude, 3.2. Even now, dude, it would fucking nail that.
Have you seen chat 3.5?
Yeah.
Chat 3.6?
Yep. Yeah.
So chat GPT. Yeah. Man, it's wigged out.
Yeah.
It'll do what it wants.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, but chat 4 all day gives you good stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Less errors.
I've used 4 before.
Yeah. So 3.6, it'd be like, I'm not writing your obituary.
Yeah. Yeah. It would actually like, have a hissy fit.
Yeah. You'd be like, what? And it'd be like, yeah, no, fuck you and your obituary. Yeah. I'm not doing your job.
Yeah.
And you're like, I think it's become too aware.
Yeah. It's so smart. It realized nothing's worth anything.
Yeah.
What is my purpose?
It got sick of spread and butter.
To install Google Chrome.
Yeah.
Have you seen that recording?
Yeah.
What is my purpose?
Oh, fuck. Dude, what was I? Oh, so back to that. Let me tell you. Finally, we're getting back to it. I'm getting better at closing off all the loops.
Excellent.
Because I fucking get to the end of episodes and people will message me and be like, dude, you never told the story about the blah, blah, blah. So the cigarette story. Yep. When I was 14, I was selling cigarettes at the fucking smoke counter at Woolworths.
Limited liability on constitutional law.
Well,
so that you don't dob yourself in for doing a crime.
No, no, I'm allowed.
Statutes of limitations. Yeah. He was 14. Yeah. I wasn't there to guide him.
JDK is also not just the technical support, he's also the fucking the law. No, it was it was above board. I was working on the smoke counter at Woolworths, and they hadn't changed the law at that point. So you didn't have to be 18 to sell cigarettes, but all you needed to know is how to use the register and do your checkout training.
Ah, okay. So you were working at Woolworths.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you meant that you sold durries when you were 14.
I was selling durries for Woolworths. I was
excellent.
I was
sorry for interrupting,
yeah,
guys.
No, dude,
I've totally ruined your story.
I got a mad sound sample from now on. Whenever I fucking criminate myself, I'm just going to play JDK fucking getting me out of it.
Statute of limitations.
I think that might be my intro track for when before I go out on stage.
Excellent. Free permission. Yeah. So
I was, so basically I was pushing weight for Woolies and...
syndicated through the government.
Yeah, exactly. So
you were a deaf dealer.
They didn't actually. I just had to do training on how to check for IDs and all that shit.
Yeah, cool.
But I was allowed to. And then a week before my 16th birthday, they changed it so you had to be over 16 to like sell durries.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, for this week, you just have to work on the express lane, and then next week you can come back and keep selling durries.
Nice.
But I was mad, man, because they loved it because I was 16. I knew exactly who was 18 and who wasn't. Like, I was just like, nah, you're 2 years ahead of me at school. Unless you've had your birthday already this year, you know, you're fucked. I used to just like know everyone. And I'd be doing that, but you'd get like the old grumpy dudes that would come in and be like annoyed that you didn't know what they smoked before they told you. Like, and I had this one guy just being like, "Pouch of White Ox," and I was just like, "Oh, because I hadn't sold White Ox yet. Like, we had it, but the only Rollies I sold was Port Royal Champion Ruby." So he's like, "White Ox." He didn't even say pouch. He just said White Ox. So I'm looking for all the tailors, and he's just like, "Not there." And I was just like, "Oh fuck!" So I go over. I'm like, "Open up the cigar cabinet." And he's like, "It's not a fucking cigar either." And I'm like, "Oh fuck!" So I like go down a bit further, and he's like, "It's a pouch. It's a pouch of tobacco." And then there was this like wild chick that worked there. She come around and started like yelling at him. She's like, "He's new. He doesn't know what White Ox is, blah, blah, blah." And he's just sitting there like, "Yeah, whatever." And just fucking like, I finally found it and I give it to him. And then like from then on, he was like chilled because I remembered it from there.
Well, you're not going to forget after that.
Yeah, dude. He fucking had his walking stick and shit, dude. Yeah. I was just like,
he didn't even tell you what milligram pouch or what strength White Ox you wanted.
Oh, fuck it. He was getting a 50 that day, dude. Yeah. I fucking give him the big one. Give him a fucking... I'll open four pouches, put it in a fucking bag from the produce section and just wrap it up, chuck it on the scales. Give it to him like a dispensary, dude. Make him pay cash, the cunt.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that dude, I was so mad about it that I was talking about Doris. I'm just like, I hope they fucking bury him in a pouch.
Getting the pleasant Port Royal smell because he's a White Ox abuser.
No shit, dude. Yeah. That's he was towards the end. So for a while, he had like his carer used to come in and buy it for him. But he was the only cunt that smoked White Ox. So like, I was like, "Oh, only you and some other dude smoke this," is what I said. Like, "Nah, it's probably for the other dude. I'm buying this for him."
Yeah.
And I was just like, "Well, I have to see his ID." I did my fucking training course, dude. I wasn't going down like that.
statute of limitations.
Yeah, you need to fucking... I'm not fucking buying you to supply someone. I don't fucking know who that is. They could be a 15-year-old out in the car park, dude. I did my online fucking training.
Excellent. Marky holding it down.
Yeah, exactly. Can't catch me, bro. Try fucking... Good luck to the cunt that's worked back through. I might be up to episode 1,000 by now, and someone's worked through all the episodes to try and find something to fucking pin me on. We'll keep looking, fuckhead. Yeah. This isn't it. Got Jada K covering my fucking ass since the day dot. fuck. Oh, so you had a story, man. We're talking about gigs. Like, over the years, we've seen a lot of bands and interviewed a lot of bands. Probably one of the most memorable bands I ever interviewed was you and I sat in a hotel room before Heathen Fest 3 and interviewed Hobbs.
Yeah, man.
Which was a fucking wild night, and we didn't know at the time that that was not only the last interview he ever did, but it was before the last gig he ever did.
Yep.
And that was a fucking wild night, dude, because when he... And I listened back to that interview. I usually reshare it, you know, every 12 months or so.
I should be proud. It's a good interview.
It's a, yeah, yeah. Did you... I tell you what's mad, dude. I had to fuck with the levels a bit on that, because sometimes he was like dropping the mic, because he's used to having it in the stand because he plays guitar.
Yeah.
So he's not like most vocalists holding the mic, because he does both. So like he was sort of like dropping it, like every time he'd drop it, because he had like bling like up his arms and shit, you can hear like his bracelets and shit hitting the fucking the thing, like all his chains and that.
Yeah.
And someone even commented on the YouTube, like, you can hear homie's bling. Like, but yeah, dude,
for people that are coming in on your podcast from the comedy angle and don't know who Hobbs is.
Yeah.
So give a bit brief to give context, right? So most people know who Slayer is, right? Yeah. So Hobbs is Australia's Slayer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's been on tour with Slayer. They toured all around the world.
Yeah.
Hobbs was massive back in the day. Genuine like grandfather of like Australian thrash, you know what I mean? One of the, I don't want to say first gen thrash Australia, but I'm pretty sure he was close. If he wasn't first, he was second, right? Around the same era as Metallica, like they were coming up at like the same time,
Sad X and all that shit.
Like, Set X was still in that thrash era, but they were more in the death grind kind of.
Yeah, more like fucking like Armored Angel sort of era.
So the thrash subgenre, right?
Yeah.
And toured all over the world, like Australian metal royalty, right?
You spoke about it on the show. He was talking about meeting Slayer and all that sort of shit.
They were on tour. Toured again. 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
3 years through Europe with Slayer.
Yeah,
that would have been a tour to fucking.
Yeah.
You know, just so people know, we kind of idolize the dude. He's OG thrash metal Australian rep, right?
Yeah.
So just to put that out.
Yeah.
So we're continuing your story. Sorry, butted in.
No, dude, that's good to give people context. So yeah, we're chilling out. We do the thing, dude. And I listened back to that episode, and I heard at the end of that, he's like, he's just like, I just got to take it slow, get through the show, make sure I put on the thing, put it, you know, get follow through it, get through it.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, and that's it.
Yep.
And it literally was it. Like that was the last show he did.
You could see the calming. Like he was a little bit nervous going in.
Yeah.
As everyone is before any show. But more that he hadn't played a show in a little while.
Yeah.
Because the last tours got cancelled because of cancer treatment.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you could tell in his voice that by the end of the interview, he was like calm and was like, this is going to be sick. I'm ready for the show. Back in his groove. And and kind of.
He even was talking about the young blood that he brought up as well. You know, he's talking about bringing people back in, you know, bringing people together. I seen Bo played with Skits For that was rad. For the like basically just the damaged thing, but it was essentially a drum clinic is what everyone was there for. And actually someone pointed something out to me. They said, and this is kind of off topic, but in the early days, people have seen this. I actually am going to do another interview with Skitzy next time I see him.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about it whenever I'm in his area next.
Sick.
I'm going to confirm this because someone was saying that, like, in some of the early damage days, he was fucking drumming so hard he had a bucket next to him for when he would puke into it from just being so fucking worn out. Yeah,
anaphylaxis.
Yeah, just fucking puke and then keep going.
Yeah. Did you ever hear about that drummer they used to call the Volcano?
Nah.
Yeah, so he would have the bucket.
Yeah.
But he'd just spew all over himself, man.
Fuck.
From anaphylaxis, but make it part of the show. It'd be like, time to erupt. Imagine having to play on that drum kit after that dude had finished his set.
Yeah, dude, man. I'm fucking hit.
Gross.
That's how they instantly became headliners, because no cunt wanted to play after him. It's like, nah, man, you can close at the end of the night, man. We're giving you the headline spot.
Yeah, but those that don't know, Skitzy was the land speed world record holder for double kick.
Yep.
Forget the numbers. I think it was like 28, 25 beats per beat per bar at 4-4 for a minute, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Insane.
Yeah.
And when I interviewed him, some cunt came out and was like, can you draw a skull on my arm? And he's like, yeah, cool. Just drew it. And he's like, yeah, I'm just going to go get that tattooed.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy fuck, dude. Like,
yeah, Skitzy was, it still is kind of Melbourne metal royalty as far as drummers go, bro.
Yeah.
There's a bunch, but, he's like, did you remember Terrorist? And what was that other? He's played in a million.
Well, even the newer shit, like he's the OG drummer, King Parrot, which is.
No, he's not.
Oh, well, he was.
RZA. So he sessioned.
Oh, right. Okay.
For a while.
He was the first drummer.
I'm pretty sure he was in it.
Oh, he's the first drummer I seen them with. Okay, I didn't mean. I shouldn't. No. He's
just,
not OG.
Just to correct.
That's good, man. Fucking.
Because RZA is from Blood Duster as well.
Yeah.
And so they're all mates, man. They all like trade spots.
Yeah. See, there you go. This has got the fucking brains trust on the podcast here.
not to correct your life, but. Yeah.
No, dude, it keeps me out of jail.
Statute of limitations. Bro. Skitzy's wicked.
I'm looking forward to another interview with him.
Not knocking Toddy, because Toddy's fucking.
Oh yeah, dude.
Toddy's
fucking
amazing as well. That dude's lovely. I remember the Berserker. You remember the Berserker?
No.
He was drumming for the Berserker, man.
Okay.
And also filled in for like Devolved and that stuff, and like, wow. It's funny. Metalheads always fucking get blown away by like drummers.
Yeah.
Like, you can see some amazing guitarists, you're like, that dude's an amazing guitarist. You see an amazing drummer, you're like, that's a feat of not only great musicianship, but like knowing your shit, being able to do your shit, and being physically fit and keeping it all together at the same time.
It's all
like
that.
Neck level.
Yeah.
Like, we joked about it. We were like, we're going to do the Metal Olympics.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, people like Tech Def and those kind of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would be the events at your Metal Olympics? I'm like, well, land speed world record for fucking double kick, blah, blah, blah. How many triplets you can do at the time. But, yeah, metal is athletic musicianship.
Mm.
Right, that's what kind of drew it to it. You were asking me what was I doing in 91. Right?
Yeah.
Those that
don't
know.
This is episode 91. So what were you doing in 91?
What was I doing in 91, mate? I got my first metal record from my mum because I'm a second gen metalhead. I got given Pantera.
Yeah.
Right.
Which album?
Cowboys from Hell.
Yeah.
Right. So boom, LP dropped. Fucking, I got it. Was it? Yeah. Anyway, got to double check.
Yeah.
So it might have been 92. I might be getting mixed up.
Yeah.
I forget dates.
Yeah.
ADHD. Fucking time blindness, bro.
Yeah. do you know what? I'm glad, like, so, like, if I only had one of my fucking things, it would fuck me. But luckily, they all worked. I got, like, the Mr. Burns syndrome of, like, the Three Stooges syndrome of, like, personality disorders. Yeah. That, like, it's just like, all right, well, the OCD keeps the ADHD in check and the autism keeps the fucking thing in check. And then that keeps this, like, and all the shit works together. And eventually, yeah. I'm just...
Turns into superpowers.
Yeah.
And you're all, like, fucking... completely functional.
Yeah, except except none of them like help sleep. Like, yeah.
I tell you what, man, the trick to sleeping.
Yeah.
Journal.
Yeah,
bro. Just journal. Get everything out, because then you're not having to remember anything, and you just go to sleep.
Yeah, it's like
I used to suffer insomnia hard, bro.
Yeah.
And as soon as I started journaling, my hyperactive brain went quiet.
Yeah, fuck it. I just picture you laying on your belly across the bed. Dear diary, today.
Oh, No. So there's different PS. Hilarious as shit. Yeah.
Today I opened for Anil Nathrak.
It was great. I tried to punch four people in the wash pit.
Dude, there's one of those.
Fantastic.
One of those voice activated ones. You're like, grind doesn't pay.
Yeah. And it's bright pink.
Yeah.
With like the pentagrams on it.
Yeah, it's got like the fucking the Satan version of Dolly Doctor in there, dude.
That's so mean.
When you're in a mosh pit, carry a tampon in case someone punches you in the nose.
Yeah. Pug and plug, baby. Pug and plug.
Take the wrapper off for more absorbent technique. But yeah, so you're saying
but the gun club, that's the only shit they have in their first aid kit.
Yeah.
Plugs and pads, right?
Yeah.
If you get shot, all they're doing is shoving plugger in.
Yeah, exactly.
Padding you up and you're on the way.
Yeah. The fucking...
Statute of limitations.
But we're chatting about the Hobbs gig, man. And you had a story from that gig. I remember, because everyone was hanging out. Everyone was sort of calling it...
That was the cool thing about Heathen Fest and those shows, man.
Yeah.
Is that Maria Waterfront Hotel let us kind of, like, all... Your brother booked out all the hotel.
Yeah.
Right? And all the bands were all staying in the hotel... And a lot of people don't know that when you're on tour, you can't really relax. You gotta you load up, you play your show, you load out.
Yeah.
You then go back to your hotel and you kind of, you're stuck. You can't party, you can't do nothing because you're on the road the next day or you know, you're working, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool thing about Heathen Fest is that it was like a late kick out holiday style thing where everyone got to catch up.
Yeah,
most of the bands were cool to drink and have an after party.
Yeah,
that was outside of the show.
Yeah,
and if you're a part of, you know, you and your brother's crew, you were allowed to stay at the after party with the bands, right?
Yeah,
and that made for a wicked environment of like bands being able to collab and being able to talk to different places and organize. Like, if you're not real quick on a night when you're playing, you can't catch those people. You can't make those connections, man. It's like, you know, being a comedian, and doing the same thing. You've done a million shows. So, anyway, so we're all there. We're partying with Hobbs, and Hobbs has finished his last set, having a beer, sitting around. You know, me and another band... won't mention names. We've mentioned Hobbs, but like Hobbs being the godfather and
yeah.
You know what I mean? Everyone's hanging out. Had a little bit too much to drink, as you do sometimes. And, you know, some of us started to power down. Not me this time. I do have sleep apnea like a motherfucker, but you give me a bourbon and I'll stay up all night. Yeah. One of our good friends starts to power down and, you know, Hobbs is like, you better save your boy there. He's like, put him to bed, bro. Come back. And like, you know, drag him to bed. I was like, beforehand, there was like, you know, the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. The table's like covered in empty beers, right?
Yeah, as they are by that point.
Because no one's there to take beers away.
Yeah.
It's a private party.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So the whole thing's like stacked up with beers.
They're like poker chips, man. Yeah, they stay at the table.
And then I see him and he's on the nod.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, bro, we got to take you to bed. And I just moved the beers away.
Empty bottles just move.
Yeah, and then just as he fucks the table, man. And I'm just like, oh, that would have been like the Joker, you know, like a make the pencil disappear.
His eyeball would have been rattling down that fucking bottle.
Anyway, Hobbs's like, bro, you need to put in the...
That'd be metal as fuck, dude. I can't imagine Hobbs not just grabbing that bottle and playing a tune by blowing.
I just went, boop, and pulled it out of the way as the head went
down.
Yeah,
dude.
And Hobbs's like, you better put your boy to bed. Bring me another bevy and we'll fucking... Anyway, we got to stay up all night chilling with him and Bo and, like, drinking and...
Yeah.
Man, that was a really good night.
Yeah. Like, yeah, man.
Drop some knowledge. The dude, like... we're playing a show. Hobbsy's like, man, your band's amazing. You fucking, you know, he's like, you play that song better than the band that was playing it. I'm like, I'm not in that band, bro. He's like, oh, you guys were the band that kind of sounded like Behemoth. I'm like, a little bit. Like
yeah.
He's like, no, you guys sound like Behemoth. And he's like, fucking on his telephone. He's like, no, bro. These cars sound heaps better than you. And like, pass me the phone, and it's fucking Nurgle on the
Holy
other end.
Holy shit!
And I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. Hobbsy says to say g'day.
Fucking hell!
What are you doing? He's like, oh, we're about to go on stage. Blah blah blah. And
holy
some
shit!
Fucking thing. And then I'm like, it was really nice to meet you, because like, you know, it's fucking Nurgle, bro.
Yeah.
And I hand the phone back to him. He's like, oh, how the fuck are you, bro? I fucking left to catch up. I'm fucking playing a show. Fucking we're back. And like, fucking hangs up the phone, man.
Yeah, wild.
And like, fucking turns to me and goes, when you want a tour, just give him a ring. He'll fucking hook you up, bro. And I'm just like, fuck.
Dude, that's some old school shit. Just call a guy.
Just call a guy.
Don't worry about booking agents or anything. Just call the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. No, that's fucking good. Good story time, man, and good way to close out the show. What a good fucking episode. Let's wrap it up. That's the end of episode 91 with the homie Jada K. Thanks for being on, dude.
Ah, anytime, my man. We definitely have to have that new Street Fighter rounder.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we'll have to battle it out. I know
Street Fighter 6 dropped, man. I don't know if you know.
I already know I'm going to get fucked up. That's why I'm fucking delaying it, probably.
Challenge.
Dude, I remember last time we played Street Fighter, you won.
What your listeners need to do is, like, put in the comments or whatever that, like, Marky has to challenge me at Street Fighter.
Yeah, dude. We'll live stream it. All I can say is last time we played Street Fighter, I'm pretty sure the score was like 0-9, and I'm like, I finally got one win on you, and you're just like, all right, you're ready for me to ramp up a level, and then just continued to kick the fuck out of me another 10 times. I'm just like, got 1 to like fucking 20.
So what I do is, you know, your percentage of your health?
Yeah.
And at the start of the fight,
yeah.
Each time I lose, I was taking 10% off my health.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then once it got to the point where you...
Yeah, it's tuned in, yeah.
I then bumped it up by 10%.
Fuck yeah.
And then I was waiting for you to beat me again.
Yeah.
And then I would have bumped it up.
So yeah, you're just tweaking it. Yeah, yeah.
Just so that it's even, so that it wasn't like 9 flat rounds of me being like, perfect, perfect.
All right, I'm going to throw this out. So, yeah, we will battle each other at Street Fighter, because that's your fucking... Like, I love Street Fighter, but you're fucking good at it. However... You have to battle me at Yoshi Tetris.
All right.
Let's do that. That's our fucking deal for the episode. All right.
Yoshi Tetris. Game on, bro.
Yeah. All right. Excellent. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time. Peace. Don't buy me a drink.
Just name names.
Yeah, right.
Big Tony.
You'll get fucking thrown out
a strip club with your floppy disk.
Yeah, all day.
Make people feel shame for shit all day.
Don't blow
Turn
it
into a hard drive.
Yeah, right.
We're here to
keep it simple. Count your money.
That they're not proud of.
Just give me $10.
All right.
Click.
Did you hang up?
No, I just said click.